bacon grease or a butter.
Well, that's a mystery to me.
Chiggers,
red bugs, harvest mites.
No, I never heard that.
Sometimes pronounced jiggers rather than chiggers.
When I was small growing up, my nickname was Chigger because of my size. Little bitty thing. I was a small child. I mean, I was smaller than my age. And my nickname was Chigger. And if I see an old friend now from my childhood days, he'd call me Chig. The Chigger.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very common
name. Yeah, a very common name. Now, we had lice we had to watch our niggers, of course. And we had the bed bug and something they call a chinch. Now, what that was?
Chinch bug, I've heard.
Yeah. And it was an old nigger song. It must have been a big bug because a chinch don't bite that hard. A chinch bug was a chinch as a louse was a smaller bug, and it infested beds. It'd eat folks up at night almost until they were handled. And they weren't the conventional large body louse that they could get.
I've heard of chinch bugs from certain crops, oats, I think.
Yes. Now, you see, and right now we have the chinch bugs that'll come to St. Augustine in this section, and there is a poison, fertilizer poison, that you put out. I'm getting ready to put it out. I put it out 3 times a year. That kills those chinch bugs. But that's different from that louse that the niggers call chinch.
Mm-hmm. How about the grasshopper? Did you ever hear it called hoppergrass?
Yeah. The niggers all prefer hoppergrass.
That is a color term, right?
Yes.
White.
Mm-hmm. They also hoppergrass. And the niggers had a strange way of reversing things. They would say one teeth and two toothies. 1 feet and 2 footsies. And it was interesting the way they would do frequently. They would change words around like that, just like they would reverse the order of that word.
Mm-hmm. How about the woodpecker?
Pecker wood.
Now, is your impression that that's largely a colored term, or has that spread over?
Both. Both among the, you know, the lower classes. Mm-hmm. Pecker wood, woodpecker. I grew up, you know, calling it both. Now, of course, I can't even remember hardly saying pecker wood. Mm-hmm. But, old pecker wood, you know, you'd call somebody that, you know. And I remember a man moved in our community, they all, you know, he had flaming red hair, and they all said, well, he looks like a pecker wood. Well, that was his nickname, not woodpecker, but pecker wood.
Now, that's another interesting question. As I hear it, it sounds rather close to cracker or redneck. It may be rather serious, you know, not something you would use unless you knew somebody pretty well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Did you ever hear the term, well, any other terms for poor whites, rather insulting?
Well, let's see. What's the wool hat adopted in Mississippi later, you know? Are you familiar with the term wool hatter?
No.
Yeah, wool hatter. That came out of one of our hot political years when the people from the backwoods came out and swung the vote. And they will label the people in the stable name wool hatter. So right now, if we say somebody's a poor white coming from the backwoods, we say, well, he's a typical wool hatter. Or you speak of his family and in certain agitation that he's advancing. You would say, well, he's just an old wool hatter. And, well, you know exactly what you're talking about.
See.
Now, I think that was started in a little Oklahoma, Mississippi paper by an editor named, now let me give me a little chance, Burkett. I think an old guy named Burkett, a short time after the Civil War, introduced the term wool hatter.
Wool hatter.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear the term Hoosier?
No, not in this section.
That's a fascinating word. Blacks have told me that I ask